Hello, everybody. This is Tom Neupel, and this is my podcast. It's called Kicking the Can, is what I'm going to call it. A chance to spout off about something. You know, I like sports. I like news. I like politics. I like the weather and following it. And so I'm going to find a potpourri of topics that I can talk about, I can give my opinion on. If you're interested in giving me any feedback, whether you liked it, you didn't like it, you thought I was a moron, or maybe I'm brilliant, you can send an email to tknup@yahoo.com. Be glad to hear from you on various topics. So today in Kicking the Can, and which, by the way, every podcast will not be an example of kicking a can down the road. It's just a catchphrase that I found interesting. And so I made it my title. And today, we're going to talk about the people have spoken. Now let's move forward. I'm not going to get into this electoral college thing versus the highest vote totals. That's just counterproductive. After all, the election is over. That's the system that we used in the election. It's a system we've used in the past. Not that it may be the greatest situation, but it is what we used. It's the rules that we used in this election. The time for that is at a later time. Well, the American people soundly rejected the policies of Hillary Clinton. They elected a candidate who vowed to restore their jobs, protect their borders, strive for peace, respect the Constitution, and to make their country great again. In between there was a lot of rhetoric, a lot of words that our president-elect used that were not socially acceptable. And that's unfortunate. That is what's causing today's issues with the election. But let's look past that. Let's give him a chance to move forward and put together a team that is going to make this country happy that we are America. The public didn't like the person behind the personality of Hillary Clinton, the dealings of the Clinton Foundation. It revealed some disturbing allegiances, I guess, to the global elites, while leaked emails showed their campaign's contempt for the priorities and faiths of regular Americans. And to top it off, the voters couldn't stomach electing a candidate repeatedly investigated by the FBI for mishandling classified material. That was a main downfall, I suppose you could say, of Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump's campaign was divisive to many Americans. It upended the conventional wisdom that nearly every professional politician and talking head in our country told us about. But he spoke to the concerns of the people, and those concerns too often have been regarded and ignored by the mainstream media and the ruling elites. He offered a vision of a secured nation, of policies which promote opportunity for all, and an end to the dysfunctional big government programs, which he labels as one of them Obamacare. And America chose. This year we saw millions of Americans rekindle their political passion in opposition to massive unconstitutional government and in defense of a nation that values the prosperity of its citizens over the interest of foreign powers. Conservatives cannot afford to extinguish or ignore this flame. They must tend to it, grow it, keep the watchfires of liberty burning side by side with our allies, new and old. The Trump White House promises to be a place, according to his vision, where pro-growth, pro-liberty, and pro-life ideas get a fair hearing. It is now the happy task of many conservatives to ensure that those ideas lead the way. Every new administration needs to be reminded of its purpose, held to its promises, and kept on track. Again, every new administration needs to be reminded of its purposes, needs held to its promises, and kept on the right track. That's what many are preparing to do. Donald Trump must stick to his task. Well, a Trump administration is going to need about 5,000 new federal appointments. Conservatives are working to ensure the appointments are people who will serve the Constitution and protect the rights of all Americans. One of those, the Heritage Foundation, has released something called the Mandate for Leadership series. They are offering a new administration a path to balance the federal government, a comprehensive policy agenda, and a guide to presidential and cabinet-level priorities to achieve a conservative long-term policy vision. It should be the cornerstone of the 2017 agenda for the White House. There's also work ahead in the days and months to unite this movement so that Americans can build a nation where freedom, opportunity, prosperity, and civil society flourish. Making these advancements a reality is going to be a challenge. It's been a challenge for every president of the United States. We have the opportunity to bring a new morning to America once more. I hope everyone joins in on that movement and moves forward and endorses, now let me use the word embraces, the presidency of Donald Trump. We must do that for America to move forward. We are and should be united now in one. This is Tom Neupel, and this is my podcast, Kicking the Can Down the Road. I hope you've enjoyed my podcast. If you have agreements or disagreements, send me an email at tnoop@yahoo.com, T-K-N-U-P. If you have ideas for more podcasts, send them to me. I'd love to research them, do some talking about them. If you'd like to be a guest on my show or on my podcast, it's not a show. If you'd like to be a guest on my podcast, give me a message and we'll work something out. We'll talk about some of these things that are important or maybe not so important to everybody. But thank you for listening to Kicking the Can. This is Tom Neupel, and so long for now.